Darkness Falls by David Mark, and read by Toby Longworth for Saga Egmont. I had a dream, which was not all a dream. The bright sun was extinguished, and the stars did wander darkling in the eternal space, rayless and pathless, and the icy earth swung blind and blackening in the moonless air. Morn came and went, and came, and brought no day, and men forgot their passions in the dread of this their desolation, and all hearts were chilled into a selfish prayer for light. From Darkness by Lord Byron, George Gordon. The dog that digs deepest finds the bones. Gypsy Proverb. Prologue. Shane is feeling good. Shane is feeling great. Shane is feeling downright smashing now, you're asking. There's a giddiness to him, a fizz, a general sense of ebullience and joie de vivre. Shane is rather proud that he knows the phrase joie de vivre. A horse of that name had won a minor steeplechase at Uttoxeter in 2005 and earned a decent payday for the francophiles, swigging their supermarket champagne in the county stand. Shane's own nag, Maple Stirrup, is still running. Shane had learned that joie de vivre means joy of living and is French. Shane can understand the joy of living, if one is French. They have very good bread. Shane also knows that to be a francophile means to love French things. Shane struggles to understand how that lends itself to paedophile. He doesn't love pedos at all. Shane is standing in the kitchen of his small flat. He rents the top floor of a narrow, red and brown house halfway along an overcrowded terrace in Hull's grandly named Garden Village. A damp, anemic-looking sunlight oozes in through the porthole that Shane has cleared in the grime which varnishes the kitchen window. The filth now stains the sleeve of his dressing gown. The gown, once white, is now largely sepia-toned and mottled with assorted stains. Pizza at the lapel, piss at the hem, Ella everywhere. The garment hangs loose, cordless. He is naked beneath, his rotund belly nosing through the curtains of his robe like the head of a bear snuffling in through a tent flap. Shane whistles as he pads across the kitchen. It's a new song, something about poking faces. He likes it, likes the video too. He opens the refrigerator door, considers the possibilities. The top shelf is all spices and pickles. He likes his food hot, does Shane. He cannot taste very well. His nose has been broken and broken again, and his sense of taste was wiped away along with the snot and blood. He has to squirt obscene spurts of super-hot sauce onto his daily tin of baked beans if he wants to be able to receive any pleasure from his food. The sauce makes his nose run and his eyes water, but he enjoys both feelings. It is the closest he gets to crying. Shane scans the contents of the other shelves, looking for something befitting his lady friend. The thought of her warms him, excites him, delights him, fills him with so much joie de fucking vivre, he wants to rub himself against the kitchen wall. She's in the bedroom, spooned up on her side, cradling the space he has just vacated. Worn out, poor thing. Already missing him. Deserves a treat. He allows his thoughts to linger, sucks his cheek as he considers his lover. She's definitely not his usual sort. She's a bit out of his league, if he's honest with himself, and he always tries to be. He knows he's not the best-looking lad. He sometimes catches sight of himself and cannot help but be disappointed in his likeness. He's ungainly. He can't help but see himself as a bit, well, mismatched, as if he were a person put together from the unwanted bits of other people. He doesn't like to analyze himself too closely, but he does wonder whether it is a sense of general futility that stops him from taking any care over his personal hygiene. A washed pig is still a pig. One of his friends told him that, and had expected him to laugh about it. He could be mean sometimes, could his friend. Thought he was just being funny. But some of the barbs struck home. Last summer, Lewis had told him that he looked as if someone had stepped in his face while it was still hot. That had upset Shane. Upset him so much that Shane had been forced to follow him home and stamp on his cat. Things had been okay after that. He'd even commiserated with his poor friend. Who could do such a thing? Who could treat an animal like that? Shane had been rather proud of his performance.